And we like to welcome each and every one of you this morning. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Master's Call. Again, my name is Tammy, and I am greeting you from Columbia, South Carolina. And this is Transformation Thursday. We just praise God for each and every one of you. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Master's Call. We are so, so delighted and want to just welcome you with the warmest of kingdom greetings this morning. And we want to say good morning to each and every one of you, those of you who've given your names. We appreciate that because we know that we have callers all over the U.S., represented from California to the East Coast. We have callers in the North and the South. And we just say thank you for joining us as we celebrate the Lord on this Transformation Thursday. This is the Master's Call. It was created by the Master, our Creator, our Father, to give reverence to him each and every morning. We are so thankful for your faithfulness to joining us. The founders of the Master's Call are two beautiful, anointed women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Dallas, Texas. These two anointed women of God received the mandate for this call and began it on October 25th, 2010. Since that time, they have been doing mighty work for the kingdom. They have been on a mission with this mandate from the Lord to empower, to enrich, and to enhance believers as they begin their day. And we know that each and every one of us has certainly received a blessing from this call. We stand on a scripture reference that the Lord gave them for this call to achieve this mission, which is Psalm 88:13. But I, O Lord, have cried out to you for help, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. And here, as you all know, and any of you that are new, on the Master's Call, we begin each morning with prayer. Some of us pray before we even get on the call. Praise God. And we end this call in prayer. We do all things with and through the Father, through according to his will. So we're so grateful that you join us each and every Monday through Friday. We are live here on the call. And we're so thankful that we have the ability to let you come back and hear the call at a later time. If you miss any of the message immediately following the Master's Call, you can dial into 712-432-1085 using the same PIN code 957-677-pound, and you can listen to today's message. Now, if you want to listen to a message that has gone on before this time, because all of the messages since this call was, since the inception of this call, you can go to our website. And that website is where all of the messages are archived according to the date. And that website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And we certainly love to have your feedback, and praise reports can be sent to us also, as we do have prayer intercessors who are so grateful to be able to intercede on your behalf. You will also send those prayer requests and praise reports to our email address, and that address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And if any of you feel led by the Spirit to become a prayer intercessor, please email us at that same address, and our prayer general, Minister Robin, will be happy to get back to you. Now, each and every one of you, we know that you all are on the line and know that many of you are members of the Artist International family, and that is the vehicle that brought us all together. Artist International is a Christian health and wellness company started by the Diaz de Leon family. If you're not an artist distributor, then that's okay. Just get back to the person who invited you to the call. And what we're going to do at this time is we're continuing to encourage you all to help our sister in Christ evangelist, Gwen Beatty. She is on a campaign to save her life, and we are supporting her through the website, www.fillabottlesavealife.com, www.fillabottlesavealife.com. You can go to that website to give unto her, to plant a seed of health, plant a seed of life for our evangelist Gwen Beatty. At this time, we are going to call to the line our sister in Christ to go ahead and open us up in prayer as we begin to prepare to receive a word from the Lord. I'm going to call on my sister in Christ evangelist, Tiffany. Evangelist Tiffany, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Tammy?
Good morning. I can hear you.
Amen. Let us pray. Most gracious and everlasting Father, we honor you, we celebrate you, we worship you, we bow down before you. We thank you because this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, continue to create within us a clean heart and renew the right spirits within us as we go through this transformation Thursday, God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for each and every person that is on the line this morning. We thank you for the founders of the Master's Call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, Father God, for the D.S. De Leon family, and we pray that the vision of Artists International will continue to go forth in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the speaker this morning that will come, and I pray, Father God, that you would increase in him right now as he decreases, that your word will go forth unhindered, uncontaminated, in Jesus' name. I pray that the airways on this line this morning will be clear, Father God, and untampered, Father. Father God, you are an awesome God. You are a great God, and we just thank you and we honor you. We know that we would not be here without you, and we just thank you for your power. We thank you for your strength and for your glory, Father. Father God, I pray, Father God, that you would just continue, Father God, to enrich us, to empower us, and to enhance us as we seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, O God. We know that everything else will be added unto us, and we'll be grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. And these things we decree and declare, and it shall be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Back to you, Minister Tammy.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Evangelist Tiffany, thank you for opening up the heavens and aligning the atmosphere so that we may receive a word from the Lord. And I know that each and every one of you is so excited here for this Transformation Thursday. We have a word from the Lord straight from the throne room that will be given to us on today. All minds and hearts are cleared, I am sure, as we are going to be calling on our very own Reverend Everett Thomas. Any of you that are new on the line will be in just for a treat this morning. We're so glad to have Reverend Everett Thomas with us today. He is a baptized, born-again believer, an ordained minister for over 28 years. Minister Everett has served as the first assistant minister under the late Pastor Joseph B. Barlow, Jr. at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church in Ecorse, Michigan. He is certainly a married man, a man of God. His wife, his beautiful wife, is Cheryl, and they've been married for over 19 years. Minister Everett currently holds the position of third assistant dean of Calvary District Congress of Christian Education, and he is also the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries. We are so glad to have Minister Everett, as his mission is to be used for God and by God to transform lives for the kingdom of God. And we are so excited and delighted to have this man of God who will come forth and give a word in this time, a rhema word for the people of God. Minister Everett, are you there?
Yes, I am. Minister Tammy, can you hear me?
Good morning. I can hear you, sir. God bless you.
God bless you. Good morning to all of the Master's Morning Call family. It's so good to be here. We want to honor the founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and we give praise and honor to God for their vision. We thank God for Minister Tiffany opening up in prayer, and we're just excited about being here on Transformation Thursday. Amen, amen. We're looking at a few scriptures here on today, and we just want to start off with looking at Matthew chapter 25. Looking at verses 31 through the following, it says, "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, and inherit the kingdom prepare for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and we gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee in hunger, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brother, you have done it unto me. I just want to pause there and give credit to what credit is due. The artist's family have done so much in the way of transforming lives. And I just want to highlight one of the probably most maybe secretive, I guess you would say, something that we just haven't really put to the spotlight, and that's the Artist Cares program. I know we don't like to brag about feeding the hungry. That's something that the artist founders have launched in the ministry of artists. And I like to say that it's not just a business, but it is a ministry, because this company have placed in its business portfolio the Artist Cares program. And this is just a little bit about it. So the Artist International's mission is to create a direct and positive impact in the lives of malnourished children. With this in mind, we've created a legacy of compassion and launching Artist Cares. You can help make a difference and send food to those in need. Artist Cares meal packages are available for any artist distributor to purchase. The company then ships the package to areas around the world where child hunger is rampant. The package contains 50 servings of a product in powder form, which with vital nutrients, so that when mixed with water, children in unfavorable situations can consume it. These meals are designed so that children who are in deep starvation can still assimilate it. Through our distributors' generous donations, Artist proudly announces that we were able to send over 123,750 meals to assist in the Haiti earthquake relief effort. Artist International has changed lives of so many of our distributors. By doing so, we have overcome many language and culture barriers and expanded business opportunities to several countries. This Artist Cares program are indeed in place to feed hungry children around the world. And I just think folks need to know that we're not just in this business to transform lives when it comes to the health and wellness industry, or even the financial backbone of those of us that are involved, but we take time out to do ministry. Matthew 25 talks about, amen, about 35th verse, for I was hungry and you gave me meat or gave me food. And I just wanted to highlight that, and I understand that we will be getting even updated information on how other children in various other areas besides Haiti is being fed. Amen. So this is transforming lives for God's kingdom. Amen. Amen. Looking at Romans chapter 12 and second verse, it says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. If we're going to be effective in God's kingdom, it's imperative and it's very vital that we transform our mind. We need to look at our lives in a different way than we did while we were in the world. Our lives are different. We're not the same. God has transformed us. God is still doing a work of sanctification in us as we progress in this faith walk. God has done so much in us that we can't keep it to ourselves. Folks look at us and they ought to see a difference. Folk hear us talk, they ought to hear a difference. In fact, being transformed, our conversation ought to be different. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. And we want to commence a reading of verse 17. Being transformed, we ought to realize that there is a difference. This I say, verse 17, this I say therefore and testify to the Lord that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having an understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness to work all uncleanness and with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, in other words, the old man, the old conduct, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. That's the clincher there. We ought to realize that we need each other. We belong to each other. We are part of the body of Christ. So what I do affects all of you. What you do affects me. And we're not lone rangers. We are indeed members one of another. Verse 26, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that steal let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Here's the clincher here, verse 29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. So those of us that are indeed transformed, amen, our lives are different. Our mouths ought to be, amen, sanctified. We ought not to be able to speak ill of one another, amen, but that which is edified. In other words, being transformed, being sanctified, being set apart, our lives are now, amen, geared toward glorifying God and edifying the body of Christ. Amen. We have been transformed. We have a new life. We have a new way of living. Amen. And therefore, our lives should show that we are indeed children of the Most High God. Amen. So we want to continue, amen, to walk in the newness of life. Put away the old man, that old conversation, the old conduct, that which was corrupt, that which it did not glorify God, and understand that we are now renewed in the spirit of our mind. Amen. Looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, we will find these words beginning at, let's look at just verse 19 and 20. What, know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Now, this is very vital and important, and we realize, amen, that we are not our own. We are bought with a price, and therefore we ought to glorify God. We are not to be the same way that we used to be. The church at Corinth, as we know, that was a city that was full of corruption, and the saints that have been transformed from that old lifestyle had a lot of baggage, and they had to go through a time of cleansing. They had to realize that they had to learn that there was a difference. And going back up to the same chapter of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, let's go to verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? But be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Don't be deceived. Don't think that we can play church. Don't think Amen. We can walk around with one foot in and one foot out. We have to be serious about this thing and understand that God is indeed able to do a work in us that transforms us into new creations. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, not just in church, but in Christ, not just a member of the church, but a man, a baptized, born again, new creation. If therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Verse 11 of 1 Corinthians chapter 6 says, and such were some of you, in other words, past tense, and such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. All things are lawful to me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God hath both raised up the Lord, and will also raise up us by his own power. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? God forbid. What, know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sins against his own body. So therefore, those of us that know better ought to do better. We are not the same. We are not the same. Shall I say it again? We are not the same as we were. Verse 11 said, and such were past tense some of you. So this transformation Thursday, we have to, amen, renew our commitment to God. We have to realize that we are bought with a price, that we are indeed new creatures in Christ. The songwriter says, I give myself away. I'm not my own. I realize this. As I give myself away, I give myself away so you, God, can use me. Here I am. Here I stand, Lord. My life is in your hand. Lord, I'm longing to see your desires revealed in me. I give myself away, oh God, so you can use me. Take my heart. Take my life as a living sacrifice. All my dreams, all my plans, Lord, I place them in your hand. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. This Transformation Thursday, Lord, help us, oh God, to renew our commitment, our dedication to you. Lord, help us to realize that we are set apart, that we are different. Amen. Blessings and cursings should not be proceeding out of our mouths. Amen. Because we are about blessing. We are not about cursing. We are changed. We are transformed. We are new creatures in Christ. So we thank you, God. Amen. That we are your children. And you are our Father. God, you are a holy God, and we, being your children, ought to be holy children. Help us, oh God, to represent you like we ought to represent you. We are your ambassadors, oh God. As we leave, oh God, this call and go out to the marketplace, Father God, help us, oh God, not to make you frown, but to, hallelujah, oh God, to put a smile on your face that you can brag on us and say, there go my child. They're representing, hallelujah. Back to you, Minister Tammy. God bless you.
God bless you, Minister Everett. Thank you for that powerful word this morning. We praise God for you. We are so excited. There are so many notes that we have taken on this Transformation Thursday. We just praise God for you. We just thank God for the word. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And certainly, as Minister Everett has taught us, we have to, in order to be effective in God's kingdom, we must transform our lives. Put off the old, lay aside the old self, be renewed by the spirit of your mind. And certainly we all know that we are bought with a price. We are not our own. And we just know that he is able, our God is able to do a work in us, to transform us. We just thank God for each and every one of those notes that we have received this morning. Those of you who were not able to get it all down, we know that you want to go back and listen to the call again. Certainly you can go back to the playback line, 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085, and that PIN is 957-677-POUND. And we just thank God for giving us the opportunity to be transformed through us and renewing our mind and dedication to him. We want to just announce to you all very briefly that we do have a prayer call this weekend. Before we call up our sister in Christ who's going to close us out in prayer, we want to give you that announcement after the prayer, and I will come back for you after our sister in Christ comes to do our closing prayer. We just thank God for Minister Everett for the word on this morning. We're going to call Minister LaShawn to the line to give us our closing prayer and our prayer request, and then I'll come before you with our final announcement before we end the call today. God bless you. Minister LaShawn, are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning. I can hear you.
Okay, good morning. Praise God. Father, we come to you and thank you so much for another day, another opportunity, another chance for you to be proud of us. We thank you, Father, for guiding our steps so that we can do godly and holy things. Father, as we bless those who are in need of prayer, we remember that if we ask in the name of Jesus, it shall be done. We thank you, Father God, for the prayer requests heard and unheard that have trusted in you enough to know that you are willing and you will come through. Father God, as we close this call in prayer, we just thank you so much for the many blessings. We thank you for the functionality of our limbs. We thank you for the functionality of our eyes, our mouths, our hands, everything, Father, that you have blew breath into. And then we ask for comfort for those who may have lost a loved one. And although we may not be able to tangibly see and touch them, we know that they are with you, Father of God. To be absent from the body is to be present with you. So we thank you for that. All these things we ask in your name, in Jesus Christ. Amen. Back to you, Minister Kim.
Good morning, everybody. Not sure what happened. There you go.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for you, Minister LaShawn. Thank you for closing us out in prayer. We just praise God for that prayer, the anointed prayer of God. We do want to announce to you before we end the call this morning that there is a prayer call this weekend called by Dr. P.K. Roberts, the founder of this call. We are just so blessed to have this going on. We're going to give you that number if you have a pen and paper. That number is 424-203-8075. Again, that number is 424-203-8075. The pen number that you will dial is 507-723-POUND. Again, that number is 507-723-POUND. You can certainly come back to the playback and hear that information again. This prayer call will occur on this Saturday, July 25th. And this is just a prayer for Artists International. This is a Christian company, and we know that there's always a right time to pray. That prayer is going to begin on the West Coast at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. That will be 9 a.m. Mountain Time, 10 a.m. Central Time, and 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Again, we're going to have a one-hour prayer call. We're asking all of you to join us in prayer on this Saturday, July 31st, as we come together as a body to corporately pray for an hour for the Artist Company. We will come together on the line starting again at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, and also that will be 11 a.m. on the East Coast. We are hoping that each and every one of you will be able to join us and support us in that call. We want to thank each and every one of you for calling in this morning for the Master's Call. Thank God to our opening prayer from our sister evangelist, Tiffany, we thank God for you for aligning the heavens this morning for the word to come through our brother in Christ, minister, and Reverend Everett Thomas. Excuse me. We are so delighted about the word that we received on today. We're thanking God for this Transformation Thursday, and certainly to Minister LaShawn for closing us out in prayer and bringing our request before the Lord. We want to remind you again to please go to the website and support our sister in Christ, Evangelist Gwen Beatty, fillabottlesavealife.com, www.fillabottlesavealife.com. We want to thank each and every one of you, the Master's callers, for coming into the line this morning. We pray this word has been a blessing to each one of you. Meditate on it, and we will see you on the call tomorrow. Be the ministers in your marketplace. We love you. We love you. Bye-bye for now.